The warming relations between the U.S. and Cuba have created all kinds of speculation about possible exchanges in trade, tourism, sports, and culture. And now a new generation of North Americans will eventually have a chance to learn about the island nation's rich musical history. Danzón is a style of music that was once one of Cuba's most popular, then all but disappeared there, only to be kept alive in Mexico. Beto Arcos has the story of a classical composer who's taken that music to concert halls.
The Salón Los Ángeles is the oldest dance hall in Mexico City. The classic 1930s ballroom is located in a working-class neighborhood near downtown, and every week it sees dozens of well-dressed couples of all ages moving to an orchestra of saxophones, trumpets, trombones, clarinets, and percussion instruments. The music is called danzón, and it was born in Cuba in the late 1800s. By early in the next century, it had couples gliding in set patterns in a kind of formal square dance. It was huge, but like popular music in every era, danzón was eventually replaced by more modern styles. In Mexico, however, danzón is still a popular ballroom dance in cities across the country. Composer Arturo Márquez caught the danzón bug when he started going to a Mexico City dance hall in the early 1990s.
And that's where I really learned the way they play, the way the danzón sounds, the rhythms, the melodies, the harmonies, and especially the connection between the dance and the music, which is very strong, that dance, the music really goes together, you know, all the time. It's like a marriage.
This kind of music and dance atmosphere inspired Márquez to compose not one, but a series of 8 danzones for orchestra.
It allowed me to go into the symphonic world, you know, into the classical world. I won't say easily, but with a very natural sense.
Arturo Márquez was born in the northern state of Sonora. The family eventually moved to Los Angeles, where Márquez took up violin and later piano in high school. He received a Fulbright scholarship to study composition with Morton Subotnick and James Newton at the California Institute of the Arts. But Márquez did not follow their musical path, says Aurelio Tello, a Peruvian composer and researcher based in Mexico City.
Márquez signed the new epoch in music in Mexico because he refused the avant-garde style. When he gave the danzón number 2, the avant-garde style was finished.
Tello has written extensively about classical music in Latin America and about Márquez's work. He says when Danzón No. 2 was premiered in 1994 in Mexico City,
the audience was shouting for 5 or 6 minutes. It was amazing. I don't remember, never in 32 years that I am living in Mexico, a similar occasion. The public was impressed with Danzón.
Danzón No. 2 has been performed by orchestras around the world. Superstar Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel, who leads the Los Angeles Philharmonic, makes Márquez's music a regular part of his concerts. Márquez wrote Danzón No. 2 in early 1994. But he wasn't trying to conjure a bygone era as much as respond to the social and political upheaval around him, particularly the Zapatista Chiapas uprising against the Mexican government.
The social life around you really influences you, no? So that's what happened in Danzón number 2. Yes, there was this background, you know, of the saloons, the dance saloons, okay? But there was also what was happening in Mexico. And I think this piece, it has, how can I say, it has hope, no? I think it's a piece for hope, for para esperanza, no?
It's music with echoes in an old dance hall and the streets of Mexico today. Musical paths Arturo Márquez will continue to follow into the future. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.